say that.
It says in the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael, and he says the following psukim: Ki atem yedatem es asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, we sat in Mitzrayim, asher avarnu bekerav hagoyim asher avartem, v'tiru es shikutzeihem, you saw their dirt, v'es giluleihem, even a worse word of dirt. It means what we call the getchke. A getchke. Avodah Zarah. So Rashi Hashver, why does it say, Vatiru es Avodah Zarah? Shikutzeihem means you saw the dirt. You saw the gilulim. You know what is gilulim? Glolim. You saw the gilulim. Getchke. We call it getchke. We call it. Also, we gave it an interesting name. So Rashi has it Shver. And Rashi says, "Lefi shereitem, v'tiru es shikutzeihem, al shem shem meusim keshkotim. They're most like bugs. Giluluim shemasrichim. They smell. They stink." Because it's Rashi. So Hashem gave such dirty names to the Avodah Zarah. Pen yesh bochem ishu ishu mishpacho yishevet asher levavo yipayna ayoyim Hashem Elokeinu. Wenn ihr schbachem shirish poyre roish velano, weil be shama is divre oilo ve isborach belim shalom yelili, ki bishrir us li beilach. So Rashi says in the pasuk before, what Moshe is saying to them, maybe because, we go back to the pasuk tzvav, ki atem yedatem, שיושבנו בארץ מצרים ושאשר עברנו בקרב הגויים אשר עברתם, we were in Mitzrayim and we saw the shikutzim and the gilulim. Pain yesh bochem, shoyresh poyresh roish velano. Because we were in Mitzrayim and you saw the Avodah Zarah, maybe it stuck to you and you want to have an Avodah Zarah. So I'm warning you, chas v'sholem aznish. This is the Seder HaPsukim. Remember, we're in Mitzrayim, we saw the Getchke. Maybe yesh bochem someone that likes it. Be careful, pen yesh bochem, lo yoy v'ashem sloyach lo rikyoz yesham apoy v'chamos. Fire. Bring the briskerov. He's coming to tell them, listen, maybe you saw Avodah Zarah, and inside you have something that pulls you. Lo yave Hashem sloach kiyos yeshan af Hashem bechamos fire. And this is the place to call Avodah Zarah getchke. If someone feels that it smells, no tzar, he will follow it. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu asks the same. Ki avarnu bekerav hagoyim, v'tiru es Avodah Zarah. Pein yesh bochem shoyresh poyresh v'rayim. No. And you said that ichi things, shkutzim, and smells, glolim, and you really want to follow it, it's not the right place. It's not the right place to say it. And hear it. Zog de briskerov, the pasuk is teaching us a very big musar, and it's a musar to us. People think, I was in Mitzrayim, what happened here? No bad people. But inside, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Pen yesh bochem shoyresh poyre roish velano." The beginning is there. The beginning is there. Lo yave Hashem sloach lo. A person thinks, "I saw the Avodah Zarah. It's so most by me. It's no chashash al binimshach. Nothing but to be worried." Yeah, I know. In India, they do this. The shkotzim do this. The shkotzim. It's like most. So it's nothing with chashash that will be mashpia on me. The pasuk is megale. Remember, we're in Mitzrayim. You remember we saw the getchke and it looked terrible. It looked masriach. It looked glolim v'shiputzim v'shkotzim. Maybe you have a cheshek to be nimshach after it. Maybe you have a cheshek to be nimshach after it. I said a couple times. I just want to take that part. Royesoyte bekilkulo yazirats min hayayin. What is Saita Bekilkul? You come to the Beis HaMikdash and they take an Isha that was Mezane. They mess her hair, they run her around, she's old Meturef, she drinks the water and she blows up. I would think if I would have a group of kids that are Nichshal and Aveiras, I would take them to the Beis HaMikdash. Look what happens if someone does Aveir. Look, boom.
it anymore. The person said, you saw it? Stop to drink wine because you're the next one in line. I forgot, Misha Loiro saw it to be Kilkula. Chazal said that. You see it in the worst way, you're the next one to do it. The Torah is Megalos. Vatiru Shikutseyem, Vigiluleyem. Pen Yeshbachem, Pen Yeshbachem, Velano. Someone told me, Zayi Levi, blind Bacher, every week he calls me to tell me about the Parsha. I only hear that my message. So he left me a message, told me the same vault also, and he said that he heard, I forgot, from one of the Gedolim, he said that the Alta Satmer Rebbe, Rabbi Yoilish, was in a yellow taxi in America. And the guy Dalton, put on a Goyish song. So he asked him to put the show, to make it low. What is the Goyish singers? Kolbe Isha. So he closed it. He came home. Rabbi Yoilish took his clothes, took them off and threw them to the garbage. He said, they got dirty, I need new clothes. Rabbi Yoilish heard that, you think he had a meshicha to this, you know, this, I don't know how they call this funny song, up and down, yeah? There's a logical meshicha to them, yeah? It disturbs in the ears, yeah? A person thinks, I go on the street, there's some most of them. Then they get to me, Bichlal. So I've had it. I see some of that. But this is so cheap. It's animals. How much can I spoil it, Bichlal? Person has to know to be careful, even if it looks bad. Even if it looks shikutze vegilulim. A person has to be careful, to be nirchak from it. Kemetacha vekeshet. There's another vote. Givaldik vote from Rav Shach. Like after the difference, I want to say Rav Shach. It's in the Akdomen, one of the Aviezris. Rav Shach would say it over Alamol. He would say, it says in the end of Parshas Vayelech, V'choro api boi bayoi mahu, V'azavtim, V'istalti ponay mehem, V'oyo leechoil, U'metzo'u rois, rabois, v'tzoris. In the days of Sidlovri, M'klaes, Romuduchatoim, Choro api boi bayoi mahu, Azavtim, Histalti ponay mehem, V'oyo leechoil, U'metzo'u rois, rabois, v'tzoris. Rois, rabois, v'tzoris. Omar b'yoyim ahu, alken en eloika b'kirbi, metzu'u mi aro eso eile. V'necheasna asfir pona mehem. So Rav Shach asked the posuk, it's in Perek Lamed Aleph posuk Yud, looks like a valdi kadir. V'choro api boi b'yoyim ahu, v'azavti, v'istalti pona mehem, v'hoyo lechoy, u'metzu'u, rois, rabois, v'tzoris. Rois, rabois, v'tzoris. V'omar b'yoyim ahu, Alkin and Eloika Bekirbi Mitzuni Aro Israele. Frank the Rav Shach, what happened to the Tzoris? Again, Vayu Bayom Imaim, Chor Api Boy Bayim Ahu Vazavtim, Vayu Lechel Umitzu, Rois Rabois Vetzoris. The Omar Bayom Ahu, Alkin and Eloika Bekirbi Mitzuni Aro Israele. What happened to the Tzoris? And don't think that it didn't happen because in the end, like Shbuchu says, Vayu. Tova Ashira Azois Lifneyem, Vonso Ashira Vomru, Vahukid in Seno, Iso Rois, Rois, Vetzoris, Vonso Ashira Azois, Lefon of Leid, Kilishaka of Bizarre. So it was Rois, Rabbis, Vetzoris. The Postal Leader says that you'll have the Parsha Sazinu, and every time when you have Rois, Vetzoris, you remember that Parsha that I spoke to you. When these things will happen, Rois, Rabbis, Vetzoris, remember to read this Parsha. But when the Parsha is telling the Seder Advarim, the Choro Api Bohem, והסתרתי והיו להם לאור ומצאו רויס רביס וצוריס ואומר אל כן אלוהי כביקיר במצאוני הרויס האלה. What happened to the צוריס? זוג את הרב שח. A person has רויס רביס וצוריס. Terrible. לא עשית לא רואי. אבל what is רויס רביס? Very bad. Painful. צוריס, what is a צור? רו is bad. צור is pressure. It's a לחץ. You feel terrible. All mixed up, all depressed. Miyonua. But when you know that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the pain is there, but it's not a tzora anymore. It's not a tzora anymore. I'll give you the marshal. I don't know if Rav Shach said the marshal or not. He said a person goes in the street,
10 big people jump on him, beat him up. Then they started with scoopers to take out pieces of his body. Yeah? He screams from pain. He's in a trauma. You have to put him after it in a home for a couple years to recover. Yeah, a guy has a yena machle, a couple places in his body, and it's mamish, there's no time, he's going to die. The only way is to take like things and to scoop out some pieces of his body to save him. So he runs to this hospital, and like 5 minutes he's going to die. They give him a little bit shot, they put him down and they start to cut, and then he goes over to these people that cut him and ask to pay them for saving him. Yeah, he doesn't have a pass of trauma. He's so excited, Baruch Hashem, oh, everything is gone, they took it out. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I passed the pain. So it's the same pain. They took out pieces of his body. But when he talked, that bad big people jumped on him and cut off pieces of his body. So it was a terrible pain, but it was a terrible trauma that he passed. But tzoros. But when you know from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's no more tzoros. So this is the pasuk. Zechoro api boi b'yoyim ahu ve'azavtim ve'istarti ponai u'metzu'u rois rabois ve'tzoros ve'omar b'yoyim ahu. Klal Yisrael will realize al kenen eloika bekirbi metzu'uni arois ha'ele. It's because I left the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm suffering. But it's not a tzoros anymore. Hashem is taking its operation. I deserve it. Hashem wants me to become a better person. It's bad. Person has a problem. Doesn't have a parnasa. Doesn't have a chavrusa. He doesn't have a bed. He doesn't have a deer. It could be so much things. What is going on? It's a punishment. You have to be better. Not everything is falling apart. Nothing is falling apart. It's not Ribbono Shel Olam. So when a person realizes like the Rav Shach, the tzoros disappear. It's not a tzoros anymore. It's rois rabois, aber nishkin tzoros. The world is moisif to them. It says in the end of the parsha, it's the machleikis. Ve'at v'kisvu lechem es ashiro azois. Rashi learns that it goes on ha'azinu. Ramban brings down different pshatim. Some rishonim learn it's going on these parshas. And the world asks, this is a shira, this is a song. Kino. Kisvu lechem es ha'kino azois. It's a shira azois. Torah says, if you know that it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not a tzora. It's a shira. It hurts. It's an operation. A very good medical center. Not a bad place, but you go near a medical place, you feel like you're going near Auschwitz. It's a medical place. You look at Auschwitz like a big medical place. It's international, Taka. From all over the world, people came to get medical help there. It hurts. But you're looking at nish like a tzara, not like a tzara. Person has to learn to mekabel the yisurim, to mekabel in life. It's not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Alken eloika bekir mi metzuni at rois ha'ele. But not tzoros. There's no tzoros. Muchyuda Lefkovich told me, I was a bacher in Panovich, said a person thinks he will come to the Shamayim. He knows he has a package of Aveiros. But he has a package of Tzoros, you know. Everyone has a package, and everyone thinks that his package is worse, yeah? I know thousands of people, and everyone thinks that his life is the most miserable life of everyone else, yeah? Maybe one or two things not like that, and I'm not so sure if they're healthy even, yeah? I'm talking to the Matthias. And the Matthias that I could say it here, and everyone knows that it's right what I'm saying. Everyone thinks, you're right, but my lachatz and my dos and my... In my way, and because my prayer. So yeah, Michal Yudah told me, for Roes, Hashem will take off from the Aveiros. From Tzoros, not only he will not take off, he will add to the Aveiros. It's your fault that you don't believe that's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You think I'll say, boy, I was suffering so much. Who told you to suffer? Mugen. And I told him, Rebbe, how you could tell it to me? I remember when it was Lel Tisha B'Av. I went over to speak to him for the first time. And I was talking about some of my tzoros. He said, oh, I'm not Mekanei Yegehenem. I said, Rebbe, I told you tzoros. He said, yeah, you told me how much Aveiros you have now. I said, I was a young boy, was disturbing me. This friend and that friend. I was Narishkeit, yeah. He told me, who let you to suffer? Who let you to suffer? You'll be, and this suffering, you'll be punished with Bittel Teireh. You'll be punished with Emunah. He spoke to me very sharp. I told Rebbe, stop. He said, I could stop, but I want to tell you, upstairs, this is exactly what they will tell you.
You want to hear it or you don't want to hear it. This is the truth. He says, people go all of their life, ay, but I'm suffering so much. Chach, I'm suffering so much. It's nishtok and solace. V'omar b'yoyim ahu, Klal Yisrael say the vidui, Alkin mitzuni aro esoele. Roes, yeah? I don't have food, I don't have a bed. This happens. It's not gishmak. But the tzores don't exist. The tzores is your fault. If you will believe this in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you would pay the hospital to make the operation. You feel terrible that you have the machlech chas v'sholem. It's a terrible pain. But that the doctor is operating, this is really the help. This is, Baruch Hashem, you got to the hospital. Baruch Hashem, I have an appointment. I'm very excited. Person comes and complains about tzores. I remember he was besik koi koi. I was young. He was yelling at me. Like, what? So much time a day you spend for tzores? This is the story. You try to do this. You try to do this first. For nothing that is happening. No, I don't say it's so good like him. Imam was kiyotzim mipiko in gadol b'kedusha v'tayro. Telling you, till today I shiver from that. I know it's very hard. It spoils came out all of the enjoyment of the tzores. It spoils it. But you have to know this is the truth. The onsa ashira azois. It becomes a shira. Wow, I was taking care today. Tell you, I felt for myself. For 5 years, I was trying to move somewhere, to live somewhere. I felt it'd be good for me to live there. 5 years. And I did every ishtadlis in the world to buy the apartment where I wanted. I felt that it would be good for my family. And every person and every Rebbe that I spoke to, I knew that it's the best thing. And I did mamish to ishtadlis. I can't say all the protim shaboy, but I made mamish even above this time what a person is allowed to do b'ilchus ishtadlis. And every time mamish looked to me, this would be the solution for a lot of things if I could manage to move to that place. And I turned over the world and I turned, and every time Sinish Gagang. Every time I would come out of my wife, the Keshboch doesn't want, then I felt I became a better person. I thought, well, I'm a better person, I'm doing a Ganesh Tablis. Maybe now I will deserve it. And Nachabal had felt from. And then, you know, I became a better person. I thought I'd become a better person. And it was more Shtadlis things that Mamish worked out. And every time, Kitzer, recently I found out that the person that lives, if I would live in that place, that person that lives the next door, that will have a porch together, is a chayte umachti. That every person that has shaykhis to him went off the derech, and hundreds of kids went off the derech because of this person. Mamish recently, this man, I found out. I know, one day I'll explain myself more. Not before another 20 years. But, a lot of oimik. But I'm telling you, I came home, it's 2 o'clock at night, I woke up my mishpoch and I told my wife, 20 years I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 5 years I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me a tzor. I knew that this B'derech HaTeva is the best thing, and this is what I have to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, now I'm saving you for 5 years. You're pushing, but you're so better, so I didn't let you to do it. You became better, so you pushed stronger, so vital, I didn't let you to do it, because I saved you. It's not tzores. Sometimes what doesn't go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, it's good for you. This is the Ashkofer. These are the last psukim that we read before we come to Rosh Hashanah. It's the last. It's Vayelech. This is the meaning. This is the parsha before Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Shuv is Dazim. This is the Seder of Klal Yisrael. This is the tzor. It's no tzoros. And a person has to work on himself. To be mischazek.
I saw a gewaltige Wort. It says in the Pasuk, Perek Choftes, Pasuk Chozayin. Vayitshem Hashem me'al admosoi, be'af ubechema ubeketzef godoil, vayashlichem el eretz acheres kehayoyim hazeh. הנסתורס להשם אלוקינו והנגלורס לנו ולנו עד אילום. ויגיד שם השם מעל אדמוסם, באף ובחיימו ובקצף גודל. וישליכם אל ארץ אחרס כהיום הזה. If you know this פסוק, the למד of ישליכם is a big למד. See the ספתיה? The למד is a large למד. All the letters are regular, the למד is a big למד. There's a lot of drash. Why this למד is a bigger למד? Why this Lamed was zeichet to become a big Lamed? What is so special about this Lamed? What is so special about this Lamed? So I heard from Shabtai Rosenthal, he said, he said, the Goen says, it says, Eis Sfoit ve Eis Rekoit. We have in Koheles 25 Eis. Eis Lifroitz ve Eis Livnois. Eis Lifkois ve Eis Lischoik. Es lasse sholem es lehashlich avonim ve es lo lehashlich. All of the esim start with a lamed. These two esim don't have a lamed. Es rikoit ve es sefoit. So the Goen said, why this es sefoit ve es rikoit don't have a lamed? Because the Gemara says that mevatlim talmud toiro lo yitzo asames ve achnos askala. She said, the Lamed is Limud HaToyro. All of the Eis, Eis Livnois, Abba Medaf Lerner. Eis Lintoya, Abba Medaf Lerner. Eis Livkois, Abba Medaf Lerner. Eis Lischoik, Abba Eis Sfoit, the Eis Rekoit, is Mevatim Talmud Toyro, Leitzo HaSames, Velachnos HaSakale, and doesn't have a Lamed. That is a vault, the famous vault, B'Shem the Goyim. So he says, Sub Shabta Givaldike. The Pasuk says, Vayichem Hashem al Admosri be'afu b'cheimo, Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheres. Aber in the Golitz of Yashlichem be'Eretz Acheres, Hashem puts a big lamed. Aber you have to learn b'shas you in the Golitz. But not only that. As Mekubal Merabi Seinu, that Talmud Bavli was written in the time that Klal Yisrael were in the worst matzev. The Gemara says the Goyim would come and take the candles. Terrible stories, but Klal Yisrael was suffering B'shas Talmud Bavli. But Talmud Bavli was the Talmud that we have with us for the next 2,000 years. Balei HaTesfes were in the worst time of Klal Yisrael. The Redifes that were going on, if we knew how the Tesfesim were saved from bandages, it's a whole Maise. Blazer Mituchai was saving the Tesfesim. The Rambam, when he had to go away from his place, and he was nirdaf, the Rosh was nirdaf from his place, the Maharam Rutenburg was nirdaf from their place, Rashi, terrible stories what were going on. Then the Teire, Fakir, Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres, when Klal Yisrael are in the Golis, there is the time to limud HaTeire. Toiro shelomati be'af hi she'omdoli. Toiro shelomati be'af hi she'omdoli. The Torah that a person learns when it's hard for him, this is the Torah that a person has siyata d'shmaya. This is the Torah that a person is matzliach. So the lamed of limud, and vayashlichem el eretz acheres, when klal yisrael and goles, over the limud grows. First, you need limud, and the large. This is the limud that is matzliach. The lamed becomes bigger and bigger. The more you're in Golis, the more you're in heart, the more that it's hard to learn, there is the Siyata Dishmaya for the Teire. There is the Siyata Dishmaya for the learning. There is the Atzlocha for the learning. They say, Bitzale, Reb Zalmele Mivalozhin, is a Pasuk in Shishi, Ki HaMitzvah HaZois Asher Anoichim Metzavcho Ayoyim Loi Nifleisim Imcho Veloi Rechoikoi לאי בשמיים לאי מיום יעל אלינו השמיים ויקחנו לנו וישמיענו יסבנאס ולא מעבר לים ולא מעבר כי יעבר לנו אל עבר היער ויקוחנו לו וישמענו איסו ונעשנו כי קורב אליך הדוב ומועיד בפיחו בלבוב חול אסריס רשי סייס לא בשומיים מי שילו איסו בשומיים או יוצור יכלה לו איס אחריו ולא לומדו לא בשומיים מי that you have to climb up to the שומיים to get the Torah ולא מעבר הירדן היום that you have to go עבר היום to get it no כי קורב אליך הדוב ומועיד בפיחו בלבוב חול אסריס So Rabbi Zalman and Valoshin, they say that once was a pile of Sforim, that you needed three big bags near the class where you had to get to the Sforim. You needed three people to move it. And Rabbi Zalman came and he pushed it. He said, Lo b'shomayim, aval imi b'shomayim at ha'oile. And he pushed the closet and he went and took the Sforim. It says that if it's b'shomayim, so you could climb to the Shomayim. It's not that Lo b'shomayim. So Rashi, but the chiyuv of learning Torah is, she'ilu b'shomayim at ha'tzorich la'alois. Because it's too hard for me. Can't stay up. It's too hard for me to get up. Torah is mechayev to climb up to the Shomayim. This is the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. But it's not what I want to speak about today. The pasuk says, Ki korov eilecho hadovo me'oid beficho bilvov chol asris. The Torah tells us it's not hard to learn. It's not hard. Ki korov eilecho, Moshe Rabbeinu says, If it would be hard, you would have to do it anyways. But I'm glad at telling you, it's not hard. I'm glad at telling you, it's not hard. Ki korov eilecho hadovor me'oid. Ki korov eilecho hadovor me'oid. So you're right. Some people say, but we don't see it. It's mamish nearby. It's mamish nearby. Rashoim boichim kichut asayra. This is what they had. Kichut asayra. Ki koroi veilecho adovor meoid beficho bilvov chol asrisri. This Torah is the Torah that will be in the Shomayim. When you come to Olam HaEmes and you will come and you will say Shaman today in the Tefillah one of the Rabbeinu from Brachman Shom Begmor Nebed Ezore Begmor says And why a person has to go not to start the daven b'shoros the first shalosh shoros? The Gemara says the first shalosh shoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns, and after the shalosh shoros is Yoshev Bedin. So it was fakert. So it's better to daven after the first shalosh shoros. So one man always says epoch, first shalosh shoros is din and then is learning. Ve'idach amar bedin b'toyro d'ksiv. אמס, ככל דבר אמס, לקה לפני משור הסדין. בדין, איקה לפני משור הסדין. When Hashem learns Torah, it's only אמס, so he can't be מייחל יו. Torah is Torah's אמס. When he's not learning, so he's בדין, בדין, זה נוח מהלכים בדין. Torah is Torah's אמס. The Torah's אמס will stand in the Shomayim and will tell everyone, כי קורויב אילךו הדובור מאויד. First, the person will say he can't, כי לא יהיה בשמיים, אבל if it is hard, you have to do it even if it's hard. Rashi says. Moshe is not telling him, God, it's easy. Yeah, even if it's hard. Oh, but I'm telling you, Moshe Zog. Ki koroiv eilecho hadovor meoid. Beficho bilvov chol aso yisri. Beficho bilvov chol aso yisri. We have to know, we're holding in the last Shabbos of the week. The last Shabbos of the week. There's a gemore in Avodah Zarah, Three Gemoras. One famous Gemara that everyone knows, that all the Balei Musa Bashgichim say before Rosh Hashanah, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin says, אמרו עליו על רב לזר בן דורדרוי, שלא הניח זוינו אחס באוילום שלא יבוא עליה. ממש הוא זה פורוץ שאין כדוגמא סוי. פעם אחס, שומה שיהיה זוינו אחס בקרקורי היום. But she's very expensive. נתן אס כיס דינורים בשחור. נות על כיס דינורים והולך ועובר עליה שיבו נהוריס. בשעס הרגל אביירה, when he came to do the אביירה, הפיכו. She burped, אחווי ספס. אמרו, כשם שהפיך הזו אינו חוזרס למקוימו, צעיר, it's nothing dear, כך אלעזר בן דודוי אין מקבלים עושה בתשובו. טוב, הסתעזר בעל עבירה, no chance for you. הולך ויושב בין שתי הורים וגבוהס, אומר הורים וגבוהס, בקשו עלי רחמים. אמרו לו, יש מבקשים עליך, נבקש על עצמנו. שנאמר כהורים ימושו. אומר, חמה ולבונה בקשו עלי, אמרו לו, יש מבקשים עליך, נבקש על עצמנו. אמר, כחובים בקשו. אמר, הנה דובר כלולו אלוי בי, הנה אחרוי שבן בירקוב וגור בבחיו. עד שיוסו נשמוסו, יוצא בסקיל ואומרו, רב לזר בן דודוי מזומנת הלכה אלו מבו. בוכו רבי, יש כהן אלומו בכמה שונים ויש כהן אלומו בשור אחס. ואומר רבי, לא ידעי לו בעלי תשובה שמקבלים מויסום, אלא שקוירים מויסוי רבי, שיוצא בסקיל ואומרו, רב לזר בן דודוי, אתה מזומן לחי אלו מבו. So it's Bocho Rebbe, יש כהן אלומו בכמה שונים ויש כהן אלומו בשור אחס. This is Gmore of the Zohar Yudzai. And the Gmore of the Zohar, the Yud, the Gemara says over a Maisa that they wanted to mevatel the Bris Milah from Klal Yisrael, to kill all the Yidden. Ahu keseire da avesoni le Yehudi. Omar le lechashuv imalke, he told, Mish ono lo inima beraglo. Someone has, you know, a machle on his foot. Yikto'eno v'yichye, to cut it. O yanicheno v'yitztar. Omar le yikto'eno v'yichye. So b'meila, I want to kill the Yidden, they're disturbing me. Omar le yikto'e bar sholem, Chode lo yachalt lehu, lekulu, you can't kill them. Because they're all over the world. Ve'oid, malchus ektiye. If you kill them, you will suffer. You will die, it's the opposite. Omar le meymar shatir ko amrus. You're saying good, it's not good to kill the yid. But there's a law that if you win the king, they put you in a house and the cupboard with sand and they kill you. So I'm not killing the yidden. But you, that you want me, you want me. You have to go to the Lekamune. They were walking him in the way to the Kamune in a boat. Amrul Ahima Trinuse, one of the ladies of the king, told him, Vaile Ilfe de Azla Bele Mechasle. You know, you're killing Rashi, they're killing you because they're Yidden, and you yourself were not a Yid. Nofal al Reisha de Orlose, Kate, saying he had cut himself to do a Bris Milah. יוצא בסקויל ואומרו כתיה בר שולם מזומן לך אלו מבו בוכו רבי יש כהנו אלומי בשור אחס ויש כהנו אלומי בכמה שונים גמור רבי דזור דף יוד עמוד בייס אז אני זה גמור יוד חס זה גמור עושה זה בחנית בטאודן when they put the covenant with the ספר תאירה So they were burning him and they put Sfugin Shel Tzemer that was Asorah Yimalchus. Omar, Rebbe, I'm not in Shalevis and not in Sfugin Shel Tzemer Omar Lecho. At Mevi'in Lecha Ilo Mabo, Omar Lecho, hey, Nishov Ali Nishmo, Mi'ad Yichbo Shalevis, not in Sfugin Shel Tzemer, Omar Libo Yotzo Nishmosri. Ve'afu Kofas Lo'ur. Yotzo Baskel Omar, Rab Chamin Betardo, Ve'katustri, Negoi, Mezum Lecha Ilo Mabo. בוכר רבי יש כהנו אלומו בשור אחס ויש כהנו אלומו בכמה שונים טריגמורס so I think that if I am he's learning now with the Zohar I'm always not Zohar I'm learning Kiddush I'm not Zohar I'm learning Zohar so that's yesterday in the middle of the night the Balabas called me up and he asked me that it's Trigemorris Bochor Rebbe the first one the feud But this person that decided to megayer, Bochor Rebbe, yesh koino ilomo b'shor achas, v'yesh koino ilomo b'kama shonim. The guy that took off the sfugin, Bochor Rebbe, yesh koino ilomo b'shor achas, v'yesh koino ilomo b'kama shonim. And Reb Chanina, Reb Lezer ben Dordoroi, and there it says, Bochor Rebbe, yesh koino ilomo b'kama shonim, v'yesh koino ilomo b'shor achas. And he asked, what is the difference? Why in the two first two gemaras it says, Bochor Rebbe, yesh koino ilomo b'shor achas, ויש כהנה בכמה שונים ונמייס בה דגוי את קודם סוף על דאורלה ונגוי לתוק אף דספוגים וברב לזר ברדורדורוי בוכו רבי יש כהנה אלומה בכמה שונים ויש כהנה אלומה בשור האחס wanted to say a very nice pshat. It's not again now in your name. It's kedai to me iron it. Yud, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Amud Beis, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, it's an Amud Aleph. Bocho Rabbi, Yeshkoino Eilome B'Shoah Achas. So why did this question of this Balabas was, why Bocho Rabbi? What is so sad? What, he's jealous? What, one person made it, so he made it. Bocho Rabbi. And we see every time, the same time, Bocho Rabbi, Bocho Rabbi, Bocho Rabbi. Every time Rabbi cries. So he said, that he heard one chat, look what you could do in 1 minute. So shtalt what you could do in all of your life. Some people think, yesh koin elam b'sha'acha, so it's like one chance. It means that every second of your life, you could be koin all of the elamas. Don't think the pshat, I could do all that. In one time I could get there. And every minute, look what 1 minute could do. But I want to in your name. We're holding the last Shabbos of the year. Yesh koin elam b'sha'acha. Person takes the last Shabbos, gets ready early for Shabbos. Shabbos clothes ready, mamish early, ready for Shabbos. Ready for Shabbos. Gets himself all ready for Shabbos, Kodesh. And this Shabbos he learns. Loi bashamayimi. Short Suda sits and learns and learns and learns. Finishes the year by Asher Usham. So listen, Yesh koinoi lomoi b'shor achas. Person could fix the whole year. Shabbos is the shefa from the ganze woch. The last Shabbos of the year, to be nizer and boirer, and mevasher, and oitzoe, and reading what you're not allowed to read in Shabbos. All the melachos of Shabbos. Yesh koino elomoi b'shor achas. Yesh. Bocho Rebbe. Yesh koino elomoi b'shor achas. אבל מסחזק, בעזרת השם, we'll have the סייעתא דשמיא, ובזריך אלכסיר וחסים את זה.